Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Today to take a few minutes for the psychics gone wild, because we're going to take the roof off this place. This is Psychic Jethro. I want to welcome each and every one of you that are listening in today. I know that we've been having a lot of Mercury retrograde and insanity, but that's the reason we need to spread the wealth. I have a lot of you asking and been emailing me, what are we doing on here? We're giving away prizes. We're doing a lot of fun. We're just actually having ourselves a really good psychics gone wild time. Those of you who have not received your prizes that did put in, please get with me. I have a couple of people that didn't get their books. I know that one was the winner of the Nicholas book, also two of Pamela Cummings' Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships by Pamela Cummings. Those books are sitting here. I will give you the rest of the weekend here, and then if you don't contact me, what I do is, I don't have snail mails. I will just turn around and I'll re-give them out. So, because we want them to go out. We want people to have them. We have quite a few books here by Gary Wimmer. There's going to be more prizes. Well, sit back and relax. We have a couple of friends, and I've got some surprise guest star hostesses today. We are rotating the schedule, so you never know which one of us is here. Usually either Casey Kelly, Amy Kavanaugh, or Jethro Smith, or Pamela Cummings will be our hosts a lot of the times, and with different psychics. Thursday night was a riot, having all the fun that we could maintain. So I want to tell everyone before I forget, the American Federation is having September 20th, their first inaugural conference in L.A., and we will be there. You will have, I'm going to be doing psychic development classes. We're going to be meeting people. We're going to be talking, reading, enjoying the energy. A lot of times I do a lot of spontaneous reading while I'm there. I'm looking forward as the first one to have you guys contact us. Patty Negri is there. Angeline from Singapore. We've got Van Buren. I can't even say her name today. Phenomenal. Krista Urban. Those of you who've listened on the show who was here, the psychic healer, who's just phenomenal. So you guys grab on. Check it out. If you can't get a hold of me on Facebook with it, get a hold of me at psychicsgonewild.com. Say, I'm interested, Jethro. I want to take your class. They're giving really good amounts now. You can get in and get booked and reserve your spot. You don't want to, you know, sometimes going at the door can cost a little more. It's going to be a three-day event. Friday night, we're going to start with a musical band. It's going to be a very good mingle part. We're going to get to meet everybody, say, hey, get out, talk, enjoy ourselves, and then turn around Saturday. Work class is fun. And finishes out Sunday, the 22nd of September. So a 922-2013, very majestic energy numbers. It's going to be fun there in Hollywood. I know when I lived out there, we did go to a couple places, checked out the place at Myrtle Monroe, the cemetery there, and some other little haunted places there, and had a lot of fun. There will be a seance. Patty Negri is going to have a seance there. It's going to be just a phenomenal event. So all of you guys that can, you know, get in now, check your dates. In a week, you guys, I will be here in Tampa, Florida at the Body Mind Expo here at the Sheraton. Phenomenal. Over 70 of us going to be there. Everybody from Body Mind Experience people to psychics. I know of 14 psychics are going to be there. I'm there. We're going to be giving out the book. I say, Living in the Psychic Realm, if you want a signed copy, show up here in Tampa, Florida, the 13th and 14th. Beautiful items we've made. We've got some, me and Kay have done some really excellent bird little houses with real stones and some beading and some other work on them. Very beautiful. I'm very proud of them. I've got a dragon ones I'm selling. I've got a couple of unicorns. I've had people say, "What am I going to do with a unicorn birdhouse?" You're going to put it out there, and you're going to raise the magic of the energy. You're going to put that in your feng shui of your majestic spot. If you have things in your love relationship in your right four corner, you hang that in the far corner of your house. One of the excellent things I've also done is I've made some mercury boxes. I have some unicorn boxes. I have pink ones and white. Those of you stay tuned because Casey Kelly will be here next week on Psyche's Gone Wild with us. Really phenomenal guest. I just spoke with Mike Loop. Those of you who know, number 32 in the world, psychic from Supernatural. And he's talking to me. We're looking at doing a fair together. It looks like in October we'll be doing a paranormal event. I want to see if we can get Mike to come on and talk paranormal ghost hauntings with Casey Kelly. So stay tuned. Next Saturday's going to rock. I'm going to be at the Body Mind Expo. They're going to be here talking about ghosts and give away a couple of these surprise packages I was just telling you I have. I want you guys to take the time to enjoy the energy we've got. I do love this. I do ask you guys to go to psychicsgonewild.com, check it out. Those of you who bought the Organo Gold coffee, there's a little special going on that nobody knows because I didn't market it on there because I knew I'd be crazy. If you really want to get yourself a really good reading with Jethro and save not only good money, but also get yourself really healthy, go on and buy the magic box there. There's a box of Organo Gold coffee. It's called Jethro's Cup on the Psychic's Gone Wild side. Buy a box. Tell me if you like cream or sugar in yours. You'll get the box of coffee sent to your house, and you'll get that 30-minute reading over the phone with Psychic Jethro. I will call you, get a hold of you, email you. I'll send you a horse, whatever it takes to contact you, and I'll do that. But you got to buy that coffee to save that $65. That's how much you save if you do this now. Not a lot of people know about it. I don't really want to get it out, but it's a Psychic's Gone Wild deal. Those of you know, we're in Canada. We also got Australia. Our show, the Spirit Radio, is getting listeners in Australia. Me and Georgia Moranos were on, and Georgia is from Australia. What was really phenomenal was until we did the show Friday here yesterday, I didn't realize that. So I'm psychic, but I don't know everything. So I want you guys to sit back. Let's have some fun. We're going to take a few callers and see what Jethro can do here. You guys usually, a lot of times you have me do the host. It's really fun to be back doing readings and what I'm supposed to do. I do have to do them to one question only because we've got a full queue. We've got so many people waiting. But no, I can give you a little bit. I'm not being rude if I mute you. I'm just going right on because when I get going, the guides do this. I do talk fast, so be ready to get involved. Let's get excited. 256, you're our first caller today. How are you today?
Hey, Jethro. This is Kimberly. How are you?
Really good. Have you got to try that coffee I sent you?
No, and I think you sent the mocha, not the coffee.
Oh, that's right. You got the mocha, and you haven't gotten it yet. You're probably, you got somebody in the postman. You guys are having little party mochas on me, aren't you?
I guess so. I also wanted to get in on that, the 30-minute deal for the coffee. I'll buy the coffee, too.
Oh, you do? Oh, yes, and you know where to get it. You go on Psychic's Gone Wild, and you want in on that, we'll get you a 30-minute reading. Oh, yay. I love to read for you. Now, see, this is what is fun about a psychic. I get to pick my customers, see, because I said when I trade, I'm like, I have to have fun people. I have to have wild people. I have to have crazy people. And guess who called?
That's
it's Kimberly. Rocking. I got to tell you, you have a most beautiful child. I just feel so blessed that you let me read for you guys. And, yes, definitely get in on that. So you have to buy the box of coffee on the site. But if you want in, Kimberly, grab that box of coffee and we'll get it. Blessing.
Yeah.
Cool. So all right.
When I get home, I'll buy it today.
You're rocking. Let's start out here with you. I'm feeling energy. And what question do you want to look at? You've got wild.
Well,
you're all over the place.
Yeah. I'm moving, and I got a moving service to look for apartments for me. But my main, it's about my son, Micah. And, of course, I'll be teaching at a school unless another job comes before I sign the contract. But I'm looking for a school for him that's going to be the best for him. And I was looking at North Atlanta High School, Grady High School. The school that I'm going to is Cross Keys High School. But I want to know, you know, like what area, what would be the best school for him?
That's a good one, and you have a very blessed child. I feel the energy with it. And the angels are telling me that they're working with you. There's two factors. One, you want strong individual people. Two, sometimes,
right.
You know, we're going to be polite about our public systems, but sometimes they hire people because they need a number count, or I don't know where they get them at, but they bring them in there, and their mind is not on it. You know, they're not on our kids. You know,
right.
And that's what the angels are telling me. And so what I'm feeling here, we're going to put a real strong energy together. And they're telling me that you, it looks like the one you've originally thought of, and you're going to work it out. They're also working at you. The guides are telling me they're looking at you being able to get what you want. They said you're going to be stubborn again like always. I love that. Stubborn again like always. That's a cute expression. And you're going to go in, you know, and his first concern is going to be there. They said you're not only handling what you wanted to handle, but you're also bringing this new level of energy. And so I'm going to have you say the names again, only because it's Mercury retrograde. And Mercury, by the way, today needs to be good. It run my massage today. I'm telling Mom I've had enough Mercury. So, you know, here we go. So say the names again for me, Kim. I know.
Okay.
I'm a baby. Everybody will tell you.
Grady High School. There's a North Atlanta High School. I'm going to be working at Cross Keys High School, like I said, unless someone else calls me before I sign the contract. And I also looked at a Chamblee high school.
I feel like it's going to be Cross Keys for two reasons. One, not only are you there with the facilities, but you'd be outside of it. You two are individual people. You're a very, very good mother. But I also feel the other part that guys are showing me is that they're looking at the other schools. They said that when you said, and the first one doesn't sound bad, but they said that he might start there and that later you would be very much watching because you do not want sight reading. They're telling me something about, there's things that there's some kind of teaching they're saying. I don't know what that means, but... I'm not a teacher, and I apologize. The teachers are all over the world going, what did he just say to her? What they're saying is that they're seeing some kind of teaching, and you understand it, and you're going to go, now, wait a minute. What's going on here? And the problem is, you know, it's just like never go into a chef's house and ask for a dinner because the chef's going to know. Same thing with a teacher. You know, don't go to Kimberly and say, well, you know, I just kind of taught your kid because she's going to kind of like, teach you a new lesson on don't mess with Mom. So what they're saying is the energy said you're going to have it, and they said you're going to end up going with this. I definitely and for some reason they keep showing me that there's going to be this really good transition there. That I see that you and him also at the same school together, and I think part of it is because you doing your outside work, him doing his work, and you two also have this community of, you know, going to the schools together. The guides are telling me that you've had some kind of hardship a little bit once before with. Getting them to understand, like, the counseling in and your son's needs. And, you know, there's good and bad there. And I feel that this is going to be a part of what's there. But they're also showing me that later on, as this goes through, I see you doing a little bit of, like, about a year to two. And then I see a big jump. I see you taking on some bigger things there. It's like you're just getting your footing.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Yeah, so... I thank you for calling it. You always make my night, day, because it's only 3 o'clock. I am a light person. Cool.
It's okay. Thank you so much. And when I get home, I'm going to buy that coffee so I can spend 30 minutes with you.
Thank you very much. I really rock, and I love you dearly. Tell everybody to come to Tampa next weekend. Blessings.
Oh, I wish I could.
We are having a good time here. Everybody's going into the wildness of Psyche's Gone Wild, one of our very good listeners and friends. And what I want to tell you guys is that we've had some really good experiences. And that's one thing we're doing. We're putting together, we're going to have a Psyche's Gone Wild Stars. I've had you guys writing me. I want to see Janine Reagan Sinclair in there. I liked when Casey Kelly was on and told about her children and how she raises them metaphysical. I want to hear and see how many of them. Well, those kind of things are going to be in there. We've got some bloopers. We're going to put in some of the funny stuff you don't hear over the radio, and some of it you do hear. You know, Psyche Jethro asking a person that on the other side, how do they like living in residence, is not really a wise question to ask the deceased. If they were living, then they wouldn't be exactly on the other side. Sometimes I have these moments. Unfortunately, we've got, you know, Jethro quits eating sunflower seeds over the radio and makes everybody happy. The crunching stopped. It's going to be a lot of pieces. We're going to put in some extra tidbits. We're going to put in some of the things. I say we, me and Kay, are going to put in some of the work you guys had asked for. What is the most strongest spiritual cleansings do you use? What are the three things that Psychic Jethro uses in a spiritual cleansing when he's doing a bath cleansing or when he's working with other individuals to help them? Sometimes a cleansing is not when you're like, ooh, there's a ghost house and everything's happening. Sometimes a cleansing is to sit down and put the energy there to put yourself in a balanced and state of mind. I had a friend tell me that I said, you sent this stuff to me. I sat down, I did this energy, and then I smelt because it did call for vinegar, this cleansing. Most of the time I don't do vinegar, but once in a while I do. The person did the vinegar cleansing. They go, I smell like a pickle. I feel really silly, and I'm not sure what else I'm trying to do here. See, they didn't do the whole balance. I said, but if you look, I sent you three of them. And I said, the reason that I balance them out that way, three is a very metaphysical, strong number. Think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the magic of three. In the old way, three come together, someone will be healed. They also say if you're not in good intent, three can come together and you can cause harm. We want to work with the good. We're going to continue on. This is Psychic Jethro. We got a bunch of callers. I want you guys to enjoy. I'm enjoying you. I hope you're enjoying the conversation. I want to talk a little bit about rainbow energy. Those of you who've been asking for topics, I want you to practice with me this week. And what we're doing is we're sending this out to the universe in love. You think of the universe and you think of us down here and we're doing energy and there's all this crazy odd negative above us floating around in the clouds and the energies and people's negativity and over in this country fighting and over here somebody whistling at somebody's whistler or whatever, there's a problem. Look at all of that out there. We turn around and we put out an intent in our heart chakra and that's like a splash and it comes out into a white energy here that can be felt. I want all of you guys to think of and visualize the beautiful color of the rainbows. Sit down in your meditation, your positive, do the light and do that flow. Now, you know a flow, that means you've got to do a couple of things for me to get the energy to flow. First of all, you do your meditation, you do your light work, then you bring out the energy and you do your first color, red vibration, and flow it. Visualize it coming out of your body and flowing over and away from you, from both of your hands out into the universe and realms. Not straight up, because we've got that there, we're clearing that straight out. And what does with this blessing is you do the colors of the rainbow with it. You go through those colors energy. You're going to feel this blessing. What's really even excellent is it spreads the wealth. It puts the light out. So the angels who are above us sense it, feel it. They go, oh, more of my people. They send even more light in there. So what we do is we're helping dispense some of this negativity that's taken over. Try it out. Write to me on Psychic Jethro. I tried it out, and this is what I felt. We had a very cool experience last week. A lot of us were writing back and forth, and our Canada listeners said, every time I listen to the show, I feel a real tinge of blue. I understand your communications. I know you guys are spiritual, but I like this feeling of blue. So when we did the energy, what was really miraculous is they sent out the energy. Ironically, the two that they listened to are favorite their favorite host and psychic are both blue. So both of the ladies they're listening to are blue. And I'm like, very cool. So we did work on this. We sent it out. What was even better is she got three blessings, three calls. Last night, whoever sent me that on Facebook, I thank you. I sent it to my friends. The blessings there is a very good group. I want to join everyone to get blessings. Send that out. Know like you know it's doing it. Let me know what you get back in 3 days. We need the blessings. We're all looking for them, and we're going to continue to do them. Those of you who are doing your psychic energy, thank the angels, give the energy, and let everyone out there know that you are a part of us. Psychic Gone Wild family, we love you. We're going in, and we're going to grab one. We've got a phone call here. 617, how are you this wonderful Saturday?
I am well, Jethro. How are you?
Really happy, hyper. They tried to ruin my massage, but I came in. I just decided to be silly, and I found potato chips. So I'm in heaven. Nobody
it's
knows that I hit
those.
Whenever
I talk to you, it's like whenever I talk to you, there's always something to do with snacks.
That's me, and it is true. You know, my mom said, she goes, there was eight kids, and she goes, you know, you learned to walk tippy-toe. It wasn't because you had Gemini rising, which, you know, Geminis do quick. She goes, it was because you wanted to sneak in and get the food. She goes, I remember I was the only child that had a pork chop in his closet, and I had a hook to a little coat hanger. Remember those kind that used to pinch? and they do the pants. I did. My brother would eat more than me, so I would go and I would get my second helping. I'd stick it on that. I'd go back. Can I go to the bathroom? And I'd be in. And my mom's like, what are you doing? And all of a sudden she's like, she went in there here. I had a porcupine and a little bit of it. She's like, what have you got up there? You got a pork chop and a corn on the cup. I'm like, he'll get it all if I don't. I swear, it's the truth. And people are like, oh, no. My sister told me, she goes, you know what? You share the closet with me, and I don't know what's wrong with you. You're a little there. I said, well, why am I sharing with a girl anyway? I said, she's probably going to eat my food. So mom's like, I don't know what you two are sharing closets. You're supposed to be downstairs with the boys. True stories.
It's like every time we have, and then the last time we were talking about something, I don't know, it was donuts or something.
I made homemade donuts down here, and now my girlfriend's aunt told me, she goes, I'm not coming to visit you. I put on 3 pounds. You have these little baby donuts, little cute ones that you just eat a few of them, you know, and I thought I was all close. I put a little baby frosting and stuff on them that we ate until we got the sugar buzz. All of a sudden, we're looking, and it's like, why is the lights turning off and on? Who is that? You know? The neighbors are smiling at me in a funny way. All of us was sugar, but it should be this little giddy. I'll be good. I love to joke. You guys,
you're
going to come to Tampa, Florida. You come down here and see me at the
Sheridan.
Oh, I would
love to.
I'm telling you. I'm nervous. I've done all these little fairs and stuff. This is my first big one. I'm like a little kid. My girlfriend said, she goes, you're going to be okay. I said, I'm not so sure. Because like that. Now, if they better have the food close to me. And then I go over and I look, and I'm all by the travel people. I'm like, they can travel that food right over here. I know where I am.
Oh, my God. This is great.
You better get to work here. I know you got a psychic question.
Oh,
thank you for calling in.
Oh, God, I love you. I love you. You're so funny. My question is actually in regards to work. I'm waiting to hear back in regards to a job.
I do feel the energy, yes, and I feel like the guides are telling me I'm going to have to ask your first name for permission. They're showing me.
I'm sorry. It's Lisa.
No problem, Lisa. You're fine. I laughed when you said work, and you showed me. They showed me some really funny pictures. They showed me like this work over here, and they showed me like doing kind of an embroidery thing with what you've been doing. They said reason your guides are showing me that, they said you do meticulous work.
Yes.
They're showing me you're a very good worker. See, now, as a business manager, I used to hire for all the food. There's another food when I used to be the food service manager. I stay close to my friend. I would do it, and I would hire, and I could hire you because you're very meticulous. You're very good at your work. You take pride on the fact of what people feel with you, Lisa, with the work. They're telling me, yes, there's work coming in. They're also telling me you have you've put out a couple of – there's something here you've put out with a – that you haven't heard back yet. It's like you've got a resume in or an application.
Yes.
That's what that's the one you want. I feel like the guys are telling me that this is not a bad job. They're telling me there's benefits behind the job that you're looking for.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Very good. These people don't do benefits. That's just like no food. Those people go in the box that we send down the river. I just no more of that, you know. Come on, we need benefits here, you know. And what I feel with the energy and the angels are saying with you, Lisa, is that they're telling me that it is coming in and there is going to be. I get you working here. They're showing me real soon. This is very, very good, positive blessing.
Oh, very good.
They show me you're going to get like the interview. They'll be in like the 21st. They're showing me you're going through. I see you here working not too far down the road here. Now,
very good.
There is one thing that's a little odd, and I want you – now, we were talking about feng shuis and bogs. I was telling you about the little magic birdhouses I made. Everybody's teasing me. They're like, Jethro, why are you making birdhouses? I go, I will weave baskets if I feel like it. So there. So, you know, I mean, whatever the guys tell me, if they say – you know, and that's the blessing of it. The angels say, Jethro, you make birdhouses. I sit down and made birdhouses. I realized
that's
I did a moment of missing my mom. Thank you. See, that's why we love each other. The rest of these people, they never do. So, Lisa, I feel this energy, and what I'm going to get here, and I'm getting the other energy with it, too, is they said that we've got to make sure in your feng shui bog, they're in the house. Your father's left corner of your house, you need that. It's about 2 to 4 foot is a bog. It's that space there in your farthest left corner. You need to be having some things that are shiny. I put a piggy bank in mine. Because that's money. That represents money.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing with yours. You said something there. You were trying to get something new, so you need something to move and flow there. Do you have one of those little silly, I won't say silly, but they're cute, little fountains that they have, you know, the little fountain or something that moves, that does water, motion, flow?
Yeah.
Move that over to that corner. Put that over there. Plug it in. Put that little water. And they're showing me that you're going to feel the energy of it doing it. They're going to feel it coming through there. And it's going to help this new job come to be because you've got energy there. Somebody was trying to hold you back from succeeding in relationships.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that still stays around, and that's the energy. That's where, and I feel that you're really light, but you still, now you're going to have that there, and that's going to move the flow out. They're laughing. The guide said, as this goes out, you're going to feel better because you're going to take the whole weight of a person off your shoulders. There's still stress sometimes with you. You still stress over this.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it something financially to you in the relationship? They weren't a worker, or they basically took the money from you when you separate something here with this relationship.
Mm-hmm. It's actually my mother.
Oh my goodness! I'm sorry, and I feel the other energy happening. I see you doing that. That's going to help the energy there. The really fun thing, and people laugh because you know, I still sweep with a broom in my house. I love to take it, and I take the energy. I do the positive intent. I visualize it, and I sweep that area. And then what I do is I put that fountain in there. And I know that people say, what are you making a ritual? I tease you about the baskets and stuff. But you do. When you're enjoying something like that, it brings the positive. I've had the angels do it. And they're going to love it. They tell me you also need to clean your windows. And they want you to clean your windows with the vinegar. Now, vinegar works against people who've done odd energy.
Yeah. You know, my grandmother was like that. That's how she washed her windows, with vinegar.
I feel it, and I said that. They said vinegar, you're going to clean them. You're going to use the old, like the old newspaper. Take a newspaper because the ink pulls out the stain. I go there, I love her. I'm keeping her. She's a cutie. I'm hearing her. She's telling me, she goes, that'll get rid of that. That'll get rid of all that. And she's there. Also, you know, this is really cool because this is a metaphysical energy. When you use vinegar on your windows, it brings the light in through. It also breaks up when people are talking Manichee about you, which Manichee, of those who don't know, is in the Bible. It's the negative that hit the apple.
Yes.
Manichee is a negative form of energy. And when people gossip or they say, I feel this is going to help clear that. They also said that as you bring the light in, the light of yours can shine out. You've been hiding your light here the last
week. Amen, Jethro. Yes, yes. Oh, my God, yes. My grandmother always used vinegar and newspaper. I didn't think it's amazing that you picked that up because I didn't think people even knew that. I always thought when my grandmother did stuff like that, it was her thing.
She's telling me, and it's really good because knowing that and energy, and, you know, I having a business, a restaurant, I used to go out and wash the front windows with it, you know, and you have people going, you know, you can afford to get a window washer, and it's like, no, I can't because he ain't going to use the vinegar, and I want my place to be light of business. Now, I was always packed, and my all joking aside, everybody teased me, but I can really cook. You can ask any of the friends here, like Casey Kelly or Kay or any of my friends on here that have ate my food. Kelly used to come by after Reiki, and we'd laugh. She'd be like, hey, would you have a little soup? Have a little of this food? My kids, we laughed at the five kids. My kids were very healthy with that reason because I come from a family that was big family, and we just cooked and eat. There was always food around. My mom's like, do you want a little cornbread over here? Do you want a little chicken over here? We got a little fried potatoes. Like I said, the pork chops Jethro's got in the closet because he's a little selfish, but the rest of the stuff he really did was up well. And what I'm in love with it is that when we do that kind of energy, then you put those vinegar on there. Our business, I have people tell me they could feel and sense it. They go, we'd have our green chili special. My mom made phenomenal. My chilies have never been as good as my mom's. She would make this stuff, and we'd have, like, chili burgers. We'd have these sales, Indian taco day. Oh, man, people be packed in the door. One time we had them with this stand outside. I'm trying to feed them, and they're standing, and this guy's, like, eating. We had spaghetti. All you could eat spaghetti. And I'm not kidding you. You know, never take it when the noodles are wet because the sucker will fly right off that plate. I had, like, almost lost it. I'm trying to catch the noodles. One of my favorite memories, they're like, what is Jethro doing? I'm like, I'm serving spaghetti because we got a sale. And they were just like, I'm like, oh, my God, I've never seen them. I go, you know, they eat all you can eat. I said, somebody didn't tell him. And they go, you know, because I'm thinking of me. I'm like, I can eat like six or eight plates. I eat a lot. I got through out of a buffet. So that's how bad I am. But what it makes me I know. And they tell me, you had enough now. You go. I said, I'm not go. I stay and eat some more. I'm hungry. I did eat one crab leg without
sugar. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm going to get in trouble. I got people behind you. They're going, that man's just sitting there having a good time talking. I thank you for calling, Lisa. Blessings.
Thank
you. Put in for the fun stuff. Do us a favor if you get a chance to try out the Organo Gold coffee or hot chocolate.
I most certainly
hit the
will.
Site there so you want the box, and I'll give you a half an hour reading the boot.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so, so very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings to you.
No problem. This is Psychic Jethro. Having a blast, having a good day. We're going to play because this is the day you get a reading with me and we get to be wild. These are my fans. These are my friends. These are my family. I love each and every one of you. Starting this out, when the guide said, start, Psychic's gone wild. They said, you're going to have friends. You're going to have fun. I was like, I can't wait to do it. And you guys have proven that to me each and every time I pick up one of these phone numbers. There's another one of you guys that are on here as friends. Lisa and Kim today, and now let's see if we got another new one or a friend here. Let's make a friend with you. You're the Skype caller 111. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Silly, being really fun, just playing. I just decided I read too much. I'm going to just have fun, talk about food and joke and help you. And this is Jethro, and you are?
I am Trish, and I've never called your show before, so you did get someone new.
I'm praying right. I love it, Trish. Thank you. Nice to meet you. I'm feeling energy here, and I'll have you talk to me just a minute because your guys are telling me you're in a kind of a difficult situation there.
I'm not in a difficult situation. I'm relocating, so I guess maybe that's what you're picking up. I'm kind of all over the place.
And dislocated. Okay, yeah, I apologize. And yeah, and it looked a little awkward to me, but that makes sense. That they don't always tell me all of it. All they show me is a picture that shows that. So your question you have, Trish, what would you like to look at for your future?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how this relocation is going to play out. You know, is it going to work out? And so I'm kind of leaving a lot in, the, you know, here and, you know, moving to the Maryland area and wondering if it all will work out in terms of people, relationship, you know.
Oh, I feel that this is going to work out in the other energy. And the guys are moving you there. You know, they're telling me it's like the guides are wanting you to do this transfer and this energy, and I'm a little nervous, Trish. They're showing me that you're trying to get the move, but they're also telling me that you're really kind of rehealing. There's something going on here. I'm feeling a little bit of stress, and I'm feeling a lot of other energy that this move was necessary, but it is putting you in a little bit of a cramp. It's like you're going out into the wild blue yonder here.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm so proud of you. I'm very, very blessed in what the angels said. They said it's going to be good. They're telling me that there's a very strong energy. You're very loved in relationship. I keep picking up that this is why this is part of the other move. It's also to let go of some of the other things. You have some physical pains here I'm picking up from you, some aches and pains that are not only coming from the energy that was going on with you, but the whole situation. I keep hearing that the guides are telling me that this is going to go good. They're telling me the work. Now, can you tell me what you do for a living? Because I'm seeing more than one career.
Yeah, I'm a director of operations for a software company.
Oh, excellent. Okay, now this explains, because I saw a lot of numbers. I saw this other energy. And then they showed me you look like you're marketing. You've got people. You're doing the office thing. You're very good. I see you taking in. This is like you're going to be doing some more business with it. I see you doing very well financially. They said there's some very good things with money coming here in July and August as this other move. It also is putting you into a better space where you can be productive. It looks like you're a very good work person, but you needed to have a break of energy to get this ground footing where you were moving.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
So, yeah, it's very good. They are warning a little bit now. Can I talk a little bit about relationship? Because I feel a little bit with the heart chakra with you. I'm a little confused here. They're showing me that I feel there's a person around the heart, but I'm not getting the person you're in the relationship with.
Right.
That's what they're saying. The guides are telling me that you are also really strengthening up. You know, you're worth the wait, and this is a quality, and you're getting back some of your value of something here that went for a little while. You kind of just felt down, and you let things kind of happen here around things, and now you're coming back going, hey, you know, remember, Trish is here too. It looks like you kind of got put on the back burner of something here.
Right, right. And so I'm willing to leave that and start new.
I'm glad. I'm really glad because I see how much you care. You are old-fashioned. I'm not trying to be mean, but Trish, we need to be honest here. You're a person that when you play, you did play for keeps. You gave it all your all, and now that you are starting to do the other new, the guides are saying that that new love is there, what they were saying earlier, that that's why the move. And I also see that you're going to have yourself they keep telling me the individual that you're going to be with is also strengthening up, wanting more in a business end with you, but they're also able to treat you out to do things together. You need someone who does the classy thing, take you out to dinner, maybe a little dancing, take you out around, and that get away from work. They said all work and no play thing isn't just sometimes you get with people who they're focused in one area, they're not realizing that, Trish, you need variety. You've gotten bored with a little bit of life because of it.
Yes, you're right.
You're a good person. It's coming. The angels are listening. They're going to do the blessing. They said, look for it. It'll be like Michael. Keep saying that. They're giving me names. They're telling me Michael, that energy, that whole reference to that energy. And they said that this is going to be very good for you. You're going to laugh, but I see you married within the next 2 years. This is a good thing. They're like pushing energy and they're getting ready. They said, you've earned what you also needed to have. And what part of that is, I feel a little bit here with the health. We were talking a little bit about feng shui and stuff, and I feel for you that we got to make sure in this new house that you keep the middle of the back of the wall. There's the energy that works with your health and your other energies. Make sure in that you keep that place constantly flowing, like we were talking about a fountain, or I was talking with Lisa about. Make sure you've got something in there flowing and moving the strength.
Got it. Okay, well, thank you. This was very helpful.
Thank you for tuning in. Please hit on the button. There's always one of us, seven or eight are here. Sometimes there's a lot more of us psychics on. Duke, come back and talk to us again. And if you get a chance, check out psychicsgonewild.com on there and, let us know what you think.
Okay, thanks. Great.
Thank you. We are Wild, and this is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro. We had a lot of fun today. I do know that our Matisha Royal today had to work. She works in a different job. So we're going to work out with her. We're going to surprise our little Matisha, the wonderful one she is, and we're going to get her to come in and do a work with us so that I can talk with her during one of the day ones. Those of you know, on Mondays we have Bonnie Ablers, and we have other ones here, and we have a lot of cycle here when we're doing the readings. That was my phone, and no, I do not want to take a reading right this second. So what I'm doing is that, and I love with you guys, is that when you call in, you get the different ones. Bonnie Albers on Monday, Gary Wimmer, we have Pamela Cummings, the musical psychic. We have Amy Kavanaugh back with Andrew Romine. Andrew Romine and her are the newest duo, taking names and really helping. I've got a friend out here, Danielle. I think this is her from what I'm feeling here. If it is, I'm going to try and get this friend because she's going to be helping us. She's a very gifted reader, just a very positive individual. Hello, 720. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
Really good. And this is Danielle?
Yes, it is.
I am good. I knew it. I was helping here. I'm so glad. I was hoping to catch you, and I apologize with Mercury. I'm running down. We got all these phone numbers. I'm like, where's Danielle? And I'm like, they won't let it come up, and I'm grabbing.
No, no problem at all. I've enjoyed listening. I've been listening in, and you just really have a fantastic energy. I love it. I love listening to you. I love listening to you interact. So it's been a pleasure. I've just been sitting here waiting with a smile on my face.
Thank you. You mean a lot to me. Yeah, I'm going to tell everybody who you are. This is Danielle. She's a very gifted tarot reader. She does use this ability. And the guides and me have talked, and we were doing an energy. They said to ask her. So Danielle said she'd come on today. We've got a few people here, and we're going to just – Danielle, do you have your cards handy?
I sure do.
Why don't we – we'll go ahead and we'll have a few people come on here. We'll just have Danielle and me talk to them a little bit, get a little bit of work here done with it, and say, here we go. Now, Danielle everyone knows that with the tarot, they are a very strong card. So I'm having everybody say, give her a general question or something that she can do, like a three-card spread. Because with 16
right.
minutes, if she gives you a good full year reading, we're going to have people mad all behind you because they're like, she won't share. So you guys
right.
have to share, Danielle. So we thank all of you, and we love it. We are just excited here. And we're going to start out with our first caller here. This is Psychic Jethro and Danielle, 857. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Really good.
Hello.
Can you give us your name and a question you have for Danielle?
Sure. Hi, Danielle. Hi, Jethro.
Hi.
My name is Linda.
Linda,
and
okay.
I have a question actually regarding my in-laws. The women of my husband's family have been very nasty for a very long time. They're now starting to come around, and they asked me to allow one of my husband's children to come here and so they can go to school. And I told them no because he's on the road a lot,
mm-hmm.
so he's not here to do the bulk of the work. And I just don't want to do it. I'm not trying to be nasty, but I've tried to be a resource to these kids, and I'm wondering how they're really feeling about me saying no.
Okay, well, so immediately what I see is that they are expecting a level of generosity from you, and that you should probably be more generous with the situation. It would probably be a better idea for you to reconsider that answer. There's a lot of benefit to that, not just for the child, but for the family as a whole. It's going to cause a little bit of a rift. You absolutely don't have to do it, but it would probably be better for you, your husband, for you to reconsider that answer. That's what I see.
Okay. Can I ask a question or can I not ask?
Oh yeah, please go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to know why reconsider.
Because at this time, what it's showing me is that it's you have to be a little bit more generous in nature. It's significant on different levels. It's your immediate answer of no. And forgive me, I do not want to sound harsh or anything. I just, for time's sake, I just want to be a little direct. Frankly, it was kind of a selfish answer, and it's not coming from a good place. Even though your husband isn't there very often, you're a team, and that's his child, and so you guys should be working together. So even if he's not there, it won't behoove you in the long run to do that. You would see a lot more of a loving energy in your home amongst your entire family if you would reconsider that.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, I hope that helps.
Very good.
Thank
you, Linda.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You're welcome. We are rolling here, Danielle. You're rocking. You're doing
okay.
Good. We got you all nervous. I can feel your energy. You're like, oh, you just threw me in here. And it's like you're swimming and you're doing fine. And we've got all of us having fun with our. And it's Danielle Martinez, right?
Yeah.
Hello, Danielle.
Yeah, well, you know. After so many years. Right?
How are you? 718, how are you? We've got 718, got a little shy here. Danielle, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm here.
I
couldn't hear anything just then.
Me neither. I don't know what was going on, but we're just going to go right on down the list. We've got a couple of them
okay.
here. We're being silly. And we got to go ahead and go to our. We got a Colorado 719-225. How are you, Colorado?
Hey, doing great, Jethro. How are you? This is Julia.
I have missed
Hi, Julia.
You, Julia. I was worried that someone stole you from me. What were you doing?
Just sweetheart. Just trying not to be a pest.
Never. You always call us. And I was telling you about putting a pork chop in my closet. If we can share about my food and when I was a kid, you never my best. I miss you guys.
Aww.
When you don't call, I worry that you some other radio shows just swept you off your feet and you forgot me
with
the laundry.
Oh, like anybody could forget you. I don't think so.
I pride myself. Do you like to have a question for our wonderful Danielle?
Well, I don't know if Tara is good for. I was seeing if she picks up on a move, a relocation for me, and if you guys happen to pick up like a time frame or a state, that would be great.
I'm going for
okay,
Florida.
Okay, time frame. I'm going to say that with regard to time frame is not something that typically is revealed to me. So I just want to kind of say that right away, Jethro. I don't know if you're getting a time frame on that.
No,
but
we'll
as I'm pulling here. Okay. As I'm pulling here, I see so far that definitely it's going to take a little bit of patience It's not going to happen immediately. I do think that you will, but it's not going to happen immediately. Unfortunately, like I said, time frame is a problem that really often shows itself to me, but I do think that you will move.
Okay.
Deborah, do you have any idea of a time frame on that?
I am feeling that there's a move coming. I feel it's going to be here. They told me that it looks like within a month. They're telling me that it's going to be a good move. They're also telling me that you're looking at some situations of what you wanted, and you're at a point where you have some options of free will. And the angels are saying that it looks like there's a couple choices. They said if you go to the sun and the rays, the energy's there. But if you end up going to other parts of your life, it's going to change too. I feel like there's some things you wanted to do before, and it looks like to me you may take a place and move to a place that no one else kind of expected here. It looks like I don't see Colorado being the answer for you. I don't see the Rocky Mountains there.
I actually see water. I just want to throw that out there. I do see water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Jethro, you don't think Florida?
I feel like the Florida would be better for you. I don't feel the Rocky Mountains. And I did tease you because I know I live in Florida and I want friends.
Yeah.
So I'm like, come by and say hi, you know.
Yeah, well,
and it's
like, I
have
family in Florida, so that would be, you know, that would definitely be a draw for me, you know.
I feel that with the water, and I think Danielle's picking up the same thing I am, that, you know, one thing I can tell you guys from living in California there, we have the rocking beaches in Florida, the white, beautiful beaches. They're not joking.
Yeah.
I mean, I lived in Galveston. I thought, oh, cool, first beach I ever saw. No, that's not a beach. That was a wall wharf. Over here is where the beaches are, the beautiful water, the sand. And with, you know, me and my son body surfed. We're out there, whoa, how cool, you know, we're like body surfing and all this, you know. And now after over here, so I definitely get Florida. I'm also hearing the guide said that we need to look at something else. There's something else that's working with you. Somebody else is trying to get your energy because they're trying to delay this move, and you need to make your decision of what you've got. And I see they're telling me that you also asked for you've asked the family, and I feel that this is what you're going to do. I feel you're going to move with the family. Then I see another move later. I see that the family is going to be kind of your catapult place. You're also going through another part of your life that you're ready to do some things you wanted to do.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I feel that. I'm glad you called in. I've been all worried about you.
So
I'm always
glad.
Looking.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Blessings.
Big hug to you. Thank you so much.
You
always brighten my spirit. Thank you both. Have a great evening.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
We're going to be doing a little bit of work with you guys on the numerology here. So next week, get ready. Next week, that's going to be in and out of all the different shows we've got. I always had a thing with Daniel. Have you noticed how people look like numbers? We used to have them say, okay, your birth number is a number. People look in different like numbers. I mean, if you meet a cool 8, you're like, oh, rockin', they're just like perfect. You meet a cranky 2. Have you ever met a cranky 2 person? They've got that little bit of thing going on with their head. They look like an asp, all kind of mad. It's like, you're like, oh, no, it's a mad 2.
No,
too.
You're going to have to teach me that, because that is numerology is not something I've been called to. I've had numerology done, but when I had it done for me, they were spot on. It was absolutely accurate. It was completely related to what was going on in my life and where I was in my life and the other person I was inquiring about. So I am counting on you. So give me the skinny on that.
You're going to love it. We have the older and we have the newer, and I've got a couple guests that said they would come in and we'll work with it, you know, believing in the new numerology. I found out my favorite number was always 8, and then I find out from Kelly on the Destiny cards that I'm an 8 of clubs. Makes sense to me. That's always been a very majestic number to me. And that, like, when I learned to play and I did the readings, I was scared of the tarot, and I learned to read with playing cards. The 8 always was unexpected finances coming in. And I remember being young, and it's like, oh, cool, you know, I want the 8. Well, then if you get an 8 of diamonds, was unexpected people. An 8 of hearts was unexpected love. And the 8 of spades was unexpected bad news. And so I thought I was all like really cool. And then I think about 8. 8s are, like she said, a master number of their knowledge. So what we've done is we're putting together all this numerology, and it will be in Psychic Jethro's Magic Recipes. And you guys are like, God, the guy writes so many books, we need to slap him. But what's cool about it, and what you guys are going to love about reading about it, is what I'm putting together and all of it together, is these are the things that worked for years. I know, like, a good example, a 3 is a silly person. If you see a 3, they're that one that's like, ha-ha, you know, I have some of the 3. If you, my nickname went to a six, which is people, children. A lot of years I did child advocacy, working around. I did food
mm-hmm.
service, customer service. I love people.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that
okay.
you're kind of a six. If something happens and the neighbors tell you a sad story, do you automatically feel sad in your heart and you want to do something?
Oh, absolutely. I'm an empath, and so sometimes it's a little overwhelming. I've taken a lot of time, several years, to really kind of learn how to deal with that. Because I don't know if you two are an empath, but, you know, sometimes that can just, when you hear things going on with other people or you feel things going on with other people, it's as though you're going through it right along with them. So I definitely can relate to that for sure.
And those are sixes. Those are six people. And I can honestly say everyone knows that's heard now. My legal name is Jethro. My nickname was Jeff. My family were
mm-hmm.
like, you know, back when I was a kid, they're like, you don't want to call people Jethro. You're going to get teased at school. They're going to make up funny names. So my sisters kicked in and they came up with Jeff. And all the years I went by Jeff, all of these things happened. Well, it's a six number. Then a friend told me, who was in this, you know, you need to use the power. You need to use your name, your Bible-given name, and the whole name is a powerful name. It's like one of the parts of the Bible. It's the only part that is not Jewish. If you read the Bible and understand what Jethro, that part of the Bible, Moses' father-in-law, what excellent and made me feel very prophesized was as I started using the name, the numbers changed. I was married and took on another person's name and had like hyphenated my name plus hyphenated her name. It was an aggressive, assertive name. It was to the number of nine, which was very intense, and it was an assertive, aggressive number. And I noticed me changing with that numerology. It's like the first couple months, I'm married, my life, and I would just, you know, things that would normally like that, compassion. Some people came to our house, and they were talking about the psychics, which, you know, here, and the lady's like, would you read for us? And we've heard you're a really good, gifted person. And I'm just
mm-hmm.
like, why do you want to know? I mean, and I was just like that. And everybody's like, what
right.
is going on? Because that's not me. That's not here. I'm like, I love people. I'm in Colorado Springs. I'm like, why do you want to know? Why are you looking at me? And they're like, what's going on with you? It's just numerology. So we are going to be working with that. I'm glad Danielle said she's learning. I'm learning. We have a couple other friends. We have a friend from the United Kingdom who will be on working with the angels and working
mm-hmm.
with the numerology there. It's totally different. I found out from a very good friend. To me, the two always meant like high priestess and tarot. Isn't that two cards, the high priestess card?
That's correct.
I love that energy. Now, that to me is cool. But when I see a two, like I said, they've got that asp. They look like that snake and cobra. They're like, ah. It's like, that's a two. They got that head and the attitude. Look out. That's the one that'll bite you. And we always laugh because you look at a seven. A seven's a very spiritual person. Same kind of energy, but the two's cranky. The sevens are always nice. They're the ones who are giving the spiritual advice and all the work. Now, they were telling me that if you look at the other part of the United Kingdom and their numerology, the one that they showed me, their numerology showed me that a seven, a person with a seven path was actually very scary. They're like, that's the one that will like come in and be nice to you and take your toaster. I'm like, oh no, that's why I was always friends with those sevens, you know, because they brought
right.
me the toaster when I had the bread. I figured
I've
it out.
I think I've had a few of those in my life.
Oh, well, we're down. We've got a few minutes. I thank all of you. I love all of you new people. I know a lot of you are going, okay, you got a taste of what we do. We do this live. We have just an hour today. We'll be on this week for 90-minute shows. We love all of you. Remember to go to psychicsgonewild.com. That's what keeps the coffee going and the place, the lights on. You go in and you have yourself a reading. I am doing a special right now on Yelp. I know that we've got Angela Bixby's doing a special, and so's Dina Flanagan. You guys get a chance to have a reading with Dina. Dina and me, hello, I can't even say her name today. We've been on here Thursday night. The woman is not only phenomenal, she is born with the gift. She's a riot. We had the biggest joke that, you know, if Dina's only 5'1". None of us really understood that. And we tease because she comes across so intense. She's a very petite, very gifted reader. When she comes across the radio, she comes across like a force. And we had a joke because I blew it. I had teased her about some other things. And we found out, you know, that Dina not only was born with this gift, but also did a lot of work with cruise ships. So she's meeting people and working through energies all over. I would love to do that, you know. So, Danielle, tell everybody they just got to meet you. You're going to be coming back. You know you're going to be one of our family. You're our new tarot reader that I just drug in here off the street, and I love you. tell everybody a little bit about you. How did you get in? And then for the last few minutes, give us a minute, just tell us how you got into this and what you intend on doing with your gift.
Okay, so I was very young. I was about 4 years old when my father noticed that I was picking up on things that I shouldn't have been picking up on, or that most people weren't picking up on. But I didn't really start to do anything or notice it myself until I was about 12. And when I turned 12, that's when I actively started to try really hard to tune in on my abilities. That's when I began reading tarot cards. So it's been 25 years. So if you do the math, I'm 20, obviously. I'm kidding. No, I'm 37. But ever since I was 12 is when I started reading cards. And it took me a long time, as I explained sometimes, that, you know, before I really started understanding what it was and how it worked. And they just speak to me. I'm very connected with my cards. I have several decks, and I'm just very, very connected with them, and they speak pretty clear to me. And I've had wonderful, wonderful success and wonderful results with them. So that's my story.
I love it dearly, Danielle. Not this next weekend. I've got to go to the Body Mind Expo. But the weekend after that, come back. It'll be me, you, and another surprise guest, and we'll just take the roof off of this place.